Well, here we are again, Barry Funkhauser on the SoCal Sound, and it's time for another SoCal Sound Session. And today I'm here ever so excited to be with Alicia Walter.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being had. So, you are not from Los Angeles. You're from a sleepy town called Chicago, right? Mm-hmm. Now, that's where you got your start.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen you before. A couple of months ago, you played South by Southwest, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you're not new to this.
Correct.
So can you tell us like where you came from?
Yeah, sure. I'm from Chicago, like you said. I've lived in New York for the past almost 7 years. And here we are in LA today.
New York City?
Mm-hmm. New York City, the Big Apple.
So you had a decision to make, I guess. You were like, singer, songwriter, musician, and you're like, do I go this way or do I go this way?
Yeah, do I go left or right? Yeah, at the time it wasn't so much a question because I had never, like being from Chicago, Chicago is the only city in the States that feels a little bit like New York. So to me, LA was like not really on my radar when I was, you know, in my 20s. So it was always kind of like, yeah, I'm going to go to New York.
Yeah, it's just like, it might as well be another country if you're over there on that side of things.
Yeah.
But then you made your record here in
LA. Here we are, yeah.
So that's kind of a twist.
It is a twist, yeah. And I'm so glad because I had never spent that much time in LA until I made this record. And now I love LA. I love coming out here. I really love the energy. It's so fun. Yeah. It's hot.
It changed you a little bit. As a musician, too, you go like, oh, okay, all right. This is another part of the world that's, I can live here.
Yeah.
You know, I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, so this is your second record that just came out. Tell me about the beginnings. Let's go all the way back.
All the way back.
In the time machine.
Okay.
And when did you start doing this? What do you call it? Like art pop? What
is Sure, yeah. Art pop, I like to use that term just to kind of encapsulate everything. I had a band in Chicago called Oshawa, and we made two records together. And that would be maybe more of an art rock project. But we were a four-piece and active from like 2012 to 2016. And then when I moved to New York, that was really like the start of me following Alicia Walter. How does Alicia Walter make music?
Yeah, cool. Mm-hmm. So you were in a band and then broke out solo.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first album.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking before, mm-hmm. right? I don't know if you want to tell the people. How long did it take you to make that first one?
Sure, I have no qualms telling. 2.5 years.
Now that was because, like, many reasons.
There's,
right?
Yeah, there's, it's not like we were working every day in the studio for 2.5 years. That would be insane. But yeah, for I think there's so many things that happen when you're exploring, especially that album for me, was really me scratching so many itches because it was like my first Alicia Walter record. So there were so many questions that I was looking for the answers to as I was making the record. It was like, can I make a song like this? Can I make a song like this? It's really an exploration of myself. And along with that was really testing out my own production chops and arrangement chops. So I wanted to do absolutely everything. You know, I was arranging strings, arranging horns. I wanted the tap dancer. We've got a tap dancer on the record. There's like, you know, every possible biggest iteration we could fit in the songs.
Okay, so then I gotta ask you.
Uh-huh.
What do you, okay, this is a hard question.
Oh.
Nobody can answer it.
Ooh.
Let's
see
if.
I'm ready.
Okay. What do you like better? Do you like making records or performing them?
Well, Barry, I think, you know, they're two totally different skill sets. And I studied music in college, and I remember I was studying composition, and I had written a piece for piano. This was a little bit more of like a formal piece. And my teacher, my professor, saying something like, being a composer and being a performer are two very different skills, you know, because I had like forgotten the piece. Like I was playing it and couldn't remember a part of it, you know? And that's when he was saying like, yeah, these are two different skill sets. And I love making records. Like, I love being in the studio. I love watching a song come to life because it's so gratifying. You know, you're like literally just creating. But I think for myself, I love being a performer too. And it very much is, I mean, performance is so magical, right? Like, that's like, I think there's like this direct experience that happens between the audience and the performer. That's like the ineffable you know, who knows what it is. But that experience, like, there's nothing like that, you know. And I think I'll always want to do that. So performing, to me, I love performing, too. So
you found a way to put it both together and enjoy it as a whole.
Yeah.
That's rare.
Yeah, and it's got to keep growing, right? Like, you make the album, and then it changes. Once you start performing it, the songs become different. You learn, you start singing them differently. Like, you grow. It never stops changing, you know? So it's always...
An evolution.
Yeah,
sound.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. You learn something every time you're behind the rig, you know? It's like, oh, I didn't know it sounded. It could sound that way.
Yeah.
Oh,
interesting. Yes.
So then the next record, how long did that take you to make?
A week. I learned.
I love that.
I know,
love
me
that
too.
So
me too.
You found your sound. Uh-huh. In between, you figured it out, you took it live and played with people, and then you're back for round two, and you're like, I got it.
Yeah, that was, and so the first album, I wrote sequentially, and by the time I got to the last track on that album, it's me at the piano, and it was really like a turning point for me, realizing like, oh, this is what I want to be doing. Like, I want the next record to be me at the piano, no gear. I want no, you know, I want nothing else. And I want these songs to be live with a band. I want to play them on the piano the same solo as they would be with the band and have it really just be about capturing the live sound with other musicians. And I wanted there to be the album that's like, here are the charts, here are the songs. I can go to a different city, play with different people because I have an album that's very like about the live sound, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You can fit in anywhere, in any event.
Yeah.
As long as there's a piano.
Yeah, exactly.
And a band.
And a band.
Room for the band.
Or, you know, we can do it either way. Like, you can do a solo if you need to, you know. But more fun to do with a band. Yeah.
Okay, so I have some more questions for you, Alicia.
Great.
What is going on after this? What are you going to do after this tour? So you're on tour now, right? Mm-hmm. You're playing the West Coast for a couple months.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. This week.
This week?
Yeah.
What are you working on the third one already? Like,
what's
the process?
Very.
Like? I know.
I'm always writing. I don't write on a regular, I don't have like a regimen for writing, but I do just naturally like process my life that way. So I will say that I have plenty of songs written. I want to really play more live shows on this album, so I'm not sure at what point. You never know until it's happening. You know, it's like all of a sudden it'll be like, oh, now we're making the next record, you know. But as of right now, it's like we're still doing the live shows for this one. So we'll see when that one gets recorded.
You're living in the moment.
You're exactly.
Letting it grow, letting it ride.
It'll show me.
Where do the influences come from? What did you used to listen to as a little one? Where is this coming from?
One. Growing up, my parents are big Beatles fans, big Mamas and the Papas, the Love and Spoonful, like some 70s bands. I didn't necessarily grow up in a huge music household. I have three older brothers, and I started taking piano lessons really young. And I think it's really like I stuck with piano. I really loved playing piano as a kid. I can remember going to see Bobby McFerrin, of all people, which is like so interesting to me because I think there's some, like Bobby McFerrin is so magical. Like he's such an incredible.
People don't even know.
It's crazy, right? And like I remember seeing him when I was like maybe 8 or 9, like at the Chicago Symphony. And he did like that amazing, he does like the Wizard of Oz thing that's like 20 minutes long. So cool. And he's such a unique individual performer. And now, looking back, it's like, I feel like I've started to adapt a lot more of these, like, theatrical elements recently. Like, that my music has become naturally more theatrical. I get that a lot, but it didn't really used to be that way. So it's kind of interesting, I guess, like, whatever influences. I did get taken to, like, a lot of musicals as a kid, you know? So some of that has sort of followed me now, where I feel like that stuff is coming out.
You can see all that. You're a product of where you came from.
Yeah.
And you're from Chicago, New York. That's what,
totally.
You can't help but have a little bit of that.
Yes.
Storytelling in your songs very clearly. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
So, okay, so like, what's, you're going to play a couple songs here.
Yeah,
Now, tell us about what you're going to play, would you?
We're going to play the title track of my most recent record, Right Noise. And then we'll play Between the Hurt and Reach for the Stars. So These are all three songs from the newest album.
Right Noise. Mm-hmm. I love it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That's the one. I think that's the one. Mm-hmm. Where'd that come from? How did you write Right Noise? Because there's a message in there too, ain't there?
Yeah, there is. Of course there is. Well, the song is really about, am I speaking my truth? Am I able to listen to what... A lot of the time when I'm writing songs, it's honestly like my subconscious trying to talk to me. So a lot of the time, I don't even really know what I'm talking about until I'm like writing the words, and then I'm like, oh. It's almost... There's a lot of like, it's very self-reflective, you know? So I think in that song... I was really just questioning, like, am I able to be honest to who I really am, truly am, way deep inside, you know? And am I, there's so much that, like, as an artist, you're trying to operate in the music industry, right? And in a capitalist structure and in a business. There's, you know, all of a sudden it's like, as an artist, you have to go from, like, the joy of creating and all of the things that you love about making the work to then trying to fit it into this, you know, model for how we engage with that. And I think it's just really easy to get lost, you know? Yeah.
That's the biggest issue that your folk comes up with is like once you reach a level, it's like, wow, I'm getting all these influences now that's tearing me away from who I am.
Yeah. So yeah, exactly.
I love where your head's at with this song and all this everything. You're on the right track right there,
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so let's see. What have we not covered here? What about your merch? Start asking about merch. Now, everybody has merch.
Everybody's got merch.
Some people are like, T-shirts, you guys do it. And some people are really involved.
Yeah.
Where do you stand?
Maybe in the middle? I don't know. I've got T-shirts. And I loved doing those designs. That was like something that was really fun to do. And then we've got both albums on vinyl. I've got some stickers. So yeah, I love having
because your website's great. It's all vintage looking.
I love my website too. Thank you.
The colors are on point. It's just, it says who you are.
Perfect. You know? Yes.
All the YouTube videos and stuff.
Yeah. Yes. Love it.
Okay. I got one more question for you. And there's no right or wrong answer to this one. But it does tell us a lot about you. So, would you rather get into a battle to the death with one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? A battle to the death.
Either way, I'm gonna die. Wow. That's a really intriguing question,
I didn't mean to,
Barry.
Like, bring it down.
Yeah, right. Wow.
But suddenly, here they come at you.
I'm going to say one horse-sized duck. Because death by 1,000 little horses sounds terrifying. Little bitty mouths, that sounds slow. One big duck, we're done.
Yeah.
You know?
You
like, I'll just, yeah. Well, yeah, or if I'm going to die, then
try.
Then it'll be over quickly.
Yeah. Sadly, you're going to lose to the horse-sized duck, but it was a good
fight. But it was a noble way to go.
All right, where can we get your music? There's a couple of websites. Where do we go?
Sure. If you want to buy a vinyl, you can go to my website, iamaliciawalter.com. You can go to Big Ego's website. Big Ego is my label. I'm not going to say the website because I'm not actually sure if it's bigegostudios.com. It might be. Google it. On my Bandcamp, aliciawalter.bandcamp.com. Or if you want to just stream, I'm on all the streaming things.
All
the
platforms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, it was great meeting you, Alicia Walter.
Barry. So good to meet you.
Now you're going to go play some songs,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
All right, let's go in there and get going.
All right.
vibration. It's an inevitable exchange, helping you along your way. When you say what you want meant to say, love, the world cannot go left unchanged. So do the two, let it through. Whatever's trying to let loose, hallelujah, chorus two. You're fessing up to the truth. So with the sound of my own voice, am I making all the right noise? Do I listen in the words I speak? Yeah, do I let them speak through me? Or do I drown in mountain quiet? I'm not ready to let them pilot to the land I know they're taking me. Yeah, do I know the sound of honesty?
There's just something about you I just can't fight. You might have been out of sight, but baby, you ain't ever out of mind. And I've been looking for answers, it's all coming off lies. Now when I look in the mirror, damned if I ain't seeing with your eyes. Can't you see I'm coming round? You will see I'm coming. Between the hurt that keeps on hurting and the love that you left burning, isn't by my heart deserted long before. Now when you go, I will follow to the ends of some tomorrow. With all the time that's ours to borrow, that's for sure. Exactly the same the first night that we kissed. And I would say I was sorry, we know that's not true. If I hadn't left when I left, I'd never be getting back to you. Can't you see I'm coming round? Can't you see I'm coming? Between the hurt
of thinking that you're just a victim of circumstance. Do you know what it feels like to fall on your knees asking for a second chance? Do you wanna be someone? Do you wanna see something beyond the trance? Are you making moves? Do you got something to prove? Are you dying to pack your bags? Baby, miracles happen.
The SoCal Sound sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Barry Funkhauser. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.